On Saturday, March 23rd at 8 o'clock, Ulster Ballet Company will present the 30th Annual Festival of Dance to be held at Ulster Performing Arts Center, better known as UPAC, in Kingston, New York. Since 1983, the festival has showcased professional dancers and choreographers with a diverse range of styles and techniques. In celebration of the festival's 30th year, UBC will offer a very cool lineup of innovative dancing that spans cultures and generations in styles that include modern, tango, contemporary, ballet, swing, hip-hop, ballroom, jazz, modern Irish, and Armenian. And the list goes on. To tell us more, we welcome Sarah Mayotte, the company choreographer for the Ulster County Ballet. Quido Carbone, who has been an active member of the Ulster Ballet since 1983 and became co-artistic director in 1986. And Scarlett Fierro, the co-artistic director of the Ulster Ballet Company and director of the Socrates Ballet Center, the official school of the Ulster Ballet Company. It is a delight to have you all with us, Sarah, Quido, and Scarlett. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks, Joe, for having
us. Thank you for having us.
Well, give us a sense, Quido, of how this all came to be. This is the 30th annual anniversary, 30th annual festival of the of dance. So it's very cool that you're having this and a wonderful anniversary to celebrate.
This is our 30th festival of dance, Joe. Thank you very much for saying that. It's evolved over time. We've had over 77 companies perform with us over the period of 30 years. It started out with just a small group of people back 30 years ago with our director then, Fred Douglas DeMeo, who gathered together a few of his friends, one from Schenectady, Marilyn Ramsey, who had Ballet North at the time, Baron Ballet, was from New Jersey. We had, who else, Scarlett?
Poughkeepsie Civic,
and of course the Ulster Ballet Company was involved. Oh, was it Purchase at that point in time?
Yeah, they were in there.
Right. So it started out with a group of friends, you know, just gathering together, and it's evolved over time, you know, that where they tell two friends and so on and so on and so on, and we've just kept bringing in diverse groups over time. And as you said, evolved into ethnic dances, you know, from the Armenians to Scottish to we've had Chinese dancers come up from
Kurdish
New York,
Kurdish dancers.
A wide style of dances come in and join us. So this is our 30th time putting this on. So we are going to have a nice spectacular performance this year. Different from some new companies have joined us as well. We have Knocker Dance from upstate in
Saratoga
Springs. Back again is the Armenians. You want to give us some more, Scarlett?
I would just to interrupt, but also put it in a form of a question, like suddenly we're in jeopardy. But anyway, I find it fascinating in looking at the list because it is such a incredible the groups that you have represented is amazing. The depth of their expertise is amazing, and the geographic reach is incredible.
Yeah, that's one of the things we're so proud of, and the development of the festival, especially in the past 10 years or so, where the quality of the dance has just skyrocketed, and the expanse of different styles of dance is something that's very unique. I mean, we have some of the companies that come from the city, they don't see a performance like that down there. So to be a part of that is a special and unique opportunity for the dancers as well as for the audience. And you truly can come to this performance, and even if you don't like something, you're going to love something else. Most people do end up loving everything, but there's truly something for everyone.
When you think about how, well, A, that you've been doing this for 30 years, but B, Sarah, that this, how does this figure in with what you do as a choreographer for Ulster County Ballet? How does it affect your work and showing off that group?
Well, I'm very proud of that group, our group. Our girls are just amazing. We have some dancers that have gone off into many companies around the country, and we've been training them, some of them since 3 years old. Mm. So working with these girls, and we have a boy in this ballet, which is quite lovely. There are 11 dancers altogether. And I'm so proud of them this year. They just are so beautiful to show them off. And the work that we do at the school and We also do Christmas Carol, which I believe you all know, and working with all of those dancers and the community in that way is wonderful.
Sarah choreographed that entire ballet. It's a full length as well, Joe. So very prolific choreographer that we've had the fortune to have had her expertise and talent with us over many, many years.
Sarah was a
dancer with New York City Ballet at one point in her career as well, and on Broadway as well. So she brings that talent of her dance experience plus the performing experience together, and we think it's quite unique, a very, very unique talent to have with us in the Ulster Ballet Company.
When you... Obviously, this gives you an opportunity to show off what you're doing, but also all of these other companies. So, how do you keep all of that in a program that moves and is accessible, and yet, because it seems like it would have the possibility of becoming unwieldy at some point.
Oh, that's a very good point. Yeah, we do ask for certain pieces, and we do.
Technology has made it much easier now, because now someone can take a video of their rehearsal, put it on YouTube, and then we have an idea of what it's going to be like. Years and years ago, I used to put the program together blind, and I used to cross my fingers and hope that it worked, and it did, surprisingly enough. But now it's a little bit easier to balance the program. You try to spread out the group pieces, and so that there aren't two small numbers together, and you make an upbeat number followed by a little bit of a calmer, quieter piece, so it's not so it keeps everything is diverse in the whole aspect.
So how many pieces will be on the program?
We have 15 pieces in this program, and
performing companies coming.
I can run down the list of companies.
Ahead.
We have the Antrenig Armenian Dance Ensemble, who will bring two Armenian folk dances and beautiful, beautiful work they do. Ballroom Dancing for Tough Guys. They will be doing a quick step as per the Fred Astaire and Ginger style. They'll also be doing a tango and a blues number. We have the Diambi Project, which is a local group that from Rhinebeck, New York, that is going to be doing Irish step dancing. We have our Ellen Sinopoli Dance Company, who has been with us almost from the beginning, not quite, but for a long time, and she always brings wonderful work. We have the Energy Dance Company, which is a hip-hop group from Kingston. The NACRA Dance Company, which is a new company to our festival this year from Saratoga Springs. Swing FX, a New York City-based company. They'll be bringing some Fosse-style jazz, some swing dance, Lindy Hop, and then the Ulster Ballet Company.
So a wonderful collection. And what is the reaction from the audience usually as far as the...
Yeah. We actually do a poll. We did a poll last year, and different people picked different. You know, we ask. You know, what did you like? What could we change? What could we make different in the future? And everybody seemed to go away. We love the whole thing, but you know, here's my favorite, and this is what you could do a little bit different. So we do poll the audience, and usually, you know, Joe, Scarlett, and I, and Sarah also, we sit outside and we watch and we see, and you know, the faces, the enjoyment that people get out of this is just an uplift. Uplifting spirit to us is when they come out of this.
Oh, yeah, you see people coming in and the enjoyment that they get out of it. And also, they're impressed with the quality of the dance. I mean, here we are in Kingston, Ulster County, and you might expect the quality to not be as good as it is, but everybody is very, very...
That's something I hear over and over again, people saying, we sort of expected a recital-level performance, and they are absolutely shocked at the professional level of the performances. And That's pretty nice. We'd absolutely like to hear that.
And to put this together in the venue, Joe, the Ulster Performing Arts Center there in Kingston, this is our 22nd year performing in this venue. And actually, we're dedicating this performance to former director of UPEC, Mr. Ron Marquette, who passed away here at the age of 68 on July 4th of this year. Ron was instrumental in continuing in supporting us in this Festival of Dance and in past performances as well when we danced at the Chatelaine Theater in Ellenville back when, but we've known that man for over 25 years, so we are dedicating this performance to Mr. Marquette.
Wonderful. When the 30th annual Festival of Dance takes place on Saturday, March 23rd at 8 o'clock at the Ulster Performing Arts Center, UPAC, in Kingston, and as you said, you know, you take a lot. You take this poll, and I assume it's probably all over the board because people's tastes are so different.
It is. Yeah. It absolutely is. Yes, yeah. It's amazing.
But the amazing thing is that most people enjoy it all, and you would think that there would be more of a mix of people saying, "I didn't like this and this and this, but this was good." But for the most part, people are like they.
It's going to an art dance gallery, if you will, where I think people can look and you respect what's up there, and you appreciate the talent, and you appreciate that artistic talent going on.
I enjoy it all when I'm sitting out front.
As do I.
I certainly do.
Yeah. Because you get to see. I mean, obviously, once your group is done, you can the pressure's off, and then you can watch the other.
Well, I'm done at tech rehearsal. I'm all done after that's done, and I can just sit back and enjoy it. And I do enjoy it all. It's dance, and people who love dance love to watch dance. And it's like, you know, when you like music, well, maybe you like classical better or you like jazz a little bit better. But if you really like music, you like all kinds of music. Mm. And when you really like dance, you like all kinds of dance. It's enjoyable.
And there's not the accessibility issue.
Right.
Because everything is open and you can...
Yeah, and we make this affordable as well, Joe. You know, I mean, you could not afford something like this in New York City. I mean, you know what a ticket costs sits back. You know what a ticket costs down in there. And we offer this at a very reasonable price at $19 for general adult admission. And we do offer a group rate as well for students, seniors, and members of the UPAC Bar Devon organization, too. So, at $12 a head for that group rate, it's a very reasonable price.
I didn't ask you how long is this in the works for? I mean, as soon as you're done, are you working on it next?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. You know, we talk to the performing groups, and if they can't make it, you know, we ask, do you have a friend who might be? In fact, that's how we've gotten many other groups come into the theater with us, is that if someone can't make it this year, they offer up suggestions that might fit into the venue, and so it just keeps evolving. So yes, as soon as we're done with our this show, we will start to plan for it. But you know, we have our fall production of The Christmas Carol that comes in and that takes off. But we have a separate entity within our board of directors that starts working on this, I want to say, in the fall, late winter time frame.
And I also know that we have a little bit of a waiting list too, don't we? We couldn't take everybody in this year.
Yeah.
So
I mean, there's only so much. You can
nice problem
into
to
it.
Have too.
Yeah. It is. Yeah. It is. Well, if you start the show at 8, you know, I mean, we're done by about 10:30 or so.
Well, it's challenging too because we're dealing with so many people from so many different areas. We have to do it all in one day, and that means that we're in the theater from 10 o'clock in the morning, right up until an hour before show with rehearsals. Then the stage closes so they can get it ready for performance, and then we go into the performance, which is about 2 hours.
Right.
So our stage manager, he needs to, you know, a nice stiff drink at the end of the day.
A busy day.
Well, yes. He's sitting there and waiting for people to bring him food, and just, you know, he just keeps on going with the energy bars all day long, you know, the poor guy, and every so often he'll get up for, biometric break, you know, kind of. But
the 30th annual Festival of Dance takes place this Saturday, March 23rd at 8 o'clock at the Ulster Performing Arts Center, UPAC in Kingston, New York. For more information, you can go to ulsterballet.org, ulsterballet.org, and find out about all the wonderful companies that are taking part, the schedule, and of course, ticket information. It is it sounds a wonderful event. Again, the 30th annual Festival of Dance. Sarah Quito and Scarlett, I thank you so much for being with us. A delight, and have a wonderful time Saturday night.
Thank you for having us.
A delight. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Again, ulsterballet.org for more information. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.